What was it like then in terms of the atmosphere and the community feel around Cambridge United? Was it Abbey United at first and then Cambridge United? Obviously very different to how it is now, but was there quite a warm sense of kind of togetherness with the local people?
Yes, there was. I mean, you'd got a, like the Amber Army is as it is now. I mean, we've always had a crowd of, you know, quite a good support, and I can remember when we were playing away in cup games at Wisbeach and King's Lynn and clubs like that, which were more or less local derbies, and there'd be, I don't know, 10 or 15 coaches lined up along the Market Road there for people to get in, you know, and they were nearly always full, so we've always had a good following.
And you say obviously you were kind of involved with the club, or you felt linked with the club from a very early age as a toddler. So what are your earliest memories? Can you actually remember, you know, going to watch? Because it was the Abbey Ward, wasn't it, originally? Then the First World War broke it up, and then after that, Cambridge United or Abbey United really started to take off. What are your earliest memories of being involved in the club or watching the club?
Well, I think I can remember watching them when, I think it was something to do with the gas company, Gasworks on Newmarket Road. They had an annual affair where married versus single, and they're the sort of things that I remember is the friendliness and that, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Do you have any recollection of when the club actually moved to the Abbey, and when it was given to the club?
When I first went up there, they used to call it the Celery Trenches. Mm. I think probably because it was right close on the allotments beyond the south stand now. But they, I can remember it before the south stand was there. And they, I think Mr. Ridgeon had the big wall built along the bottom. And then eventually it turned into the south stand.
Yeah, as it is now, of course. Yeah. People that have moved on from the club and people that have been associated with the club that maybe are elsewhere now, even away from Cambridge, still seem to hold a real affinity with it, that it holds a place in their hearts, really. Can you put your finger on why that is? Any idea why that is?
I don't know. It's probably the... they've always had a good supporters club, and everyone's friendly, and they make everyone welcome. And I think that was it, you know. They, when you go away, you don't necessarily get the same treatment. So that's why they remember Cambridge United.